Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Nou vir 'n storie wat elke enkele besigheid in Suid-Afrika raak, veral die wat vir BTW geregistreer is. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens het 'n nuwe besprekingsdokument uitgereik wat een van die grootste veranderings aan die administrasie van BTW in Suid-Afrika kan inlei. Die voorstel is om 'n digitale BTW-stelsel te ontwikkel wat onder meer elektroniese fakture, digitale verslagdoening en byna intydse verwerking en administrasie van transaksies moontlik maak. Volgens die Inkomstediens moet dit nakoming vir ondernemings eenvoudiger maak, bedrog bekamp en belastinginvordering verbeter. Dr. Johnston Makubu is die kommissaris van die Inkomstediens. Johnston, thank you so much for your time tonight. This seems to be a very ambitious project and another major step in the digitalization of tax administration. So what is the vision behind it?
We indeed agree that it is ambitious. You would recall that we started off with the personal income tax around 2015, 2016, and we said we can move towards pre-populating your return that you get for your own income tax as an individual. And we said we wanted to move this to a point where we can just auto-assess you without you having to do anything. We are now continuing and moving on from the personal income tax to say the next big tax product for us is VAT. And therefore, we are simply modernizing VAT in the same way that we are now able to auto-assess 6.8 million individuals. We are now saying, let's implement a system that would allow us to have the information, the data, that pertains to all the transactions that happens in the tax ecosystem or in the economy. And we will utilize that so that for simple vendors, we'll be able to pre-populate their returns, the so-called VAT 201, so that for them, it becomes very easy to meet their obligations. So it is going to follow the same approach that we have done for personal income tax, but we are looking at VAT in terms now of pre-populating it with a view of auto-assessing it in future.
But how would that work? Pre-populating, would that be individual transactions, or how would SARS actually know about individual transactions within a business, especially related where VAT is payable?
As you would have seen in our paper, in simple terms, in any transaction, there are two people involved. There is one who's buying, there's one who's selling. The one who is selling sends an invoice to the one who is buying, and the one who's buying then settles the invoice. And what we are doing in this system, we are introducing SARS in that transaction almost in real time. And we are saying we want to plug SARS into the ERP systems of those that are transacting so that SARS can be able to then have view of the seller and the buyer and the transactions that are involved there, get the information, and that information would come from the invoicing, what we call e-invoicing. So the normal invoice would be converted into what we call an e-invoice, and that is the information that then SARS will utilize. In that information, there is a name of a company, there's a registration number of that company, and therefore we'll be able to link the entity together with the transactions that it has participated in that particular period. That's the ideal that we are moving towards.
You've referred to an ERP system, an enterprise resource planning system, but does that mean every business needs to invest in new technology to be able to comply with new VAT regulations?
So you would see that we've got quite a phased approach. We have looked at other jurisdictions. For SMMEs, for instance, we know that in other jurisdictions such as Chile, Brazil, Kenya, and the like, the tax administration would provide, like we do now, there's a Mobi app that SARS provides, will provide some type of a system, very simple system, for transactions to be managed in terms of generating the invoices that are very important for this system. However, this is going to be a long journey. The reason why we have issued the paper is that we understand that large businesses behave differently to government entities, also behave differently to SMMEs. And we don't want a one-size-fits-all type solution. We are looking to engage each one of these role players in the system, get their inputs, so that when we finally design the full system, we've taken into account their inputs. So for SMMEs, we may have to listen to them. And our view is that globally, when we researched, we may just have to provide them a simple platform through which they can be able to download and utilize them in their own business. But also, the design thinking is that even in an Excel spreadsheet, as long as it has got the information that we are looking for, you should be able to upload it to the systems that we are going to be launching as we move along, so that nobody is left behind in terms of lifting the burden of compliance, but also making sure that it's easier for them to meet their obligations.
Would refunds also be real time?
It should allow us to be able to, once we have pre-populated your return, we will play it back to yourself in the first phase. And if it is in a credit environment, i.e. you are in a refund situation, we should be able to then process that utilizing that information. Meaning there's now a shorter time. We don't have to audit you because the information, we've gotten it from your natural system or your own system that you utilize. So to answer your question, yes, this will be both for payments to SARS, but also for credits that need to go back or refunds that need to go back to the economy.
This system is also aimed at reducing VAT fraud. Could there be unintended consequences, such as this system being very, very complex for honest businesses to navigate? Will it make their life more difficult, or do you really believe it will make it easier?
Now, look, our view is that currently a small entity has to spend a number of hours reconciling their VAT 201 so that they can be able to submit to SARS. The aim of this ultimately is to be able to say, how can SARS, like in the old, like you would remember that in your own personal taxes, you'd have to sit down, put together all your receipts, your travels, and be able to file a return. What we are saying in the VAT space is that the work that used to be done by the taxpayer, when we get to the end state, SARS will have the information, SARS will render the information to you. You'll be able to say, yes, I agree, or no, I've got some queries, and therefore I can add it. And therefore, that would be final. Let me give you an example. People lose invoices. Their invoices cannot be found, or they have aged. And when they scan it back to the tax administration, they're not legible. In this instance, to make it easy, if you participate in this VAT modernization approach, you'd be able to know that your data at source has been captured and pre-populated. We do not see unforeseen circumstances in terms of difficulty. On the other side, we actually think it's going to make life of taxpayers easy to be able to meet their obligations. One thing I must say that is also important is that there's going to be a phased-in approach in terms of the work that we are doing. We've said now, let's issue it out. Let's get feedback. Most jurisdictions have done the same. But let's also go back after that to clarify certain things. Let's start with big companies. Let's move to government and those that do business with government. And then let's end up with the small guys, because it will take time for them to familiarize themselves with those. So it could be phased. You would recall that the previous commissioner of SARS had spoken about instant payment system that the Reserve Bank is working on. This particular VAT system will also benefit from the instant payment system, where the Reserve Bank will be able to see all payments that are in the ecosystem. That, together with the invoices, will provide us a seamless view to be able to curb any fraud that may be happening, including the manufacturing of invoices that are fraudulently manufactured.
Johnston, baie dankie. Dit was Dr. Johnston Makubu, hy is die kommissaris van die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.